Hello, my name is Opal Singleton. I'm the president of Million Kids. Please follow us on Facebook. This is a very short insider alert, but an important one, I believe. So thank you for following us. This is a case analysis about a registered sex offender who was sentenced to 29 years, almost 30 years in prison for soliciting and producing child pornography from teenage boys on social media. And that's why I wanted to cover this case today, because so often we think the boys are exempt, but they are not. In fact, I believe more boys and young males are often sextorted than females, because they often play on gaming sites and those chat rooms, and they're bonding with others in the chat room, and they're looking and sharing pornography in a video game, and they're more easy to groom and recruit. Not sure that's the truth in this particular case, but that's often the case I see when a young male gets sextorted. In this case, he messaged over 60 young men across the world using all kinds of social media. That is usually how it happens. If they meet you on Instagram, they'll take you over to Kick. Or if they meet you on Kick, they'll maybe take you over to Facebook or even TikTok in some of those cases. He is charged with soliciting and producing child pornography by enticing juvenile males to send illicit photos. So why do we call it child pornography? Because anytime someone has an illicit photo of someone, male or female, under the age of 18, it is child pornography. And why do people like this want to get those photos? Well, part of it is for their own pleasure, but often these child pornographers will be part of large-scale rings where that photo is shown over and over. But where I'm really going on this is I want you to understand the real damage done here to the victims. Yes, they're males. Yes, they may look big and grown, but it isn't always that way, especially if they're uncertain or they're making decisions about an LGBTQ lifestyle. They are a little more vulnerable because they feel like they can't just talk to anybody. And so that makes it so someone like this gentleman here, this pedophile, if you will, makes it easier for them to groom and bond with those people. He sent them videos of himself, and they also asked them to send videos back. He bonded with a 13-year-old male. He was buying them gifts, and that will happen. I see cases like this where they bond with someone online, and they may actually receive gift cards or money for their naked photo, or they may send them gifts so that it looks like a relationship. He victimized people all over the world, especially in Ohio and Colorado, Nevada, right here in California and New York. So males can be victims too of gay sextortion. So if you're a male, you're vulnerable. If you're gay or LGBTQ community, that makes you also vulnerable because you have a tendency to want to reach out and find someone, maybe experiment and like that. But the internet is a treacherous situation because you don't really know who those people are on the other end, and more important, where that photo goes when you hit send. Folks, I'm going to ask you, sit down and talk to your kids, especially if they're considering the LGBTQ lifestyle. That's fine if that's their decision, but they need to know that they also are vulnerable to online exploitation. If your child has changed their behavior and you think it might be the result of social media, you know your child better than anybody else. Look around and think about it. Are they starting to cut? Did they change their behavior? Are they becoming very defensive? They're hiding things. Maybe they're changing their school activity. Maybe their grades drop dramatically, or they can't go to school, or they're not able to sleep, or maybe they're looking for money because they're being blackmailed. All of these are signs that a young person, male or female, gay, straight, or anything else, they can be vulnerable to exploitation. If your child is being sextorted, here's how you handle it. Do not get accusatory. Do not have judgmental where you put them down. Settle quietly in a calm place and sit down with your child and say, you know, I see you dealing with something hard here. Can I help you? Is this anything we can talk about? And begin to listen and do not explode if they start to share. If they can't share, just simply say, I hope that you don't have a naked photo or an illicit photo on the internet. But if you do, can we talk about it? And if they don't come back again, then just simply say, well, I want you to know if you do, it's going to be tough because we've got to deal with it, but you are not alone and I'm going to walk you through it. Regardless of whatever choices you make, I am here for you. And then here's what you do. Do not threaten the person that is exploiting your child. Simply take some screenshots of whatever you can and take your child or your adult, teenage kid, and go to the police department. Now, it'll be the cyber crimes unit, maybe the vice squad. It could be the internet crimes against children hotline, which I give to you, or it could be your local task force at your district attorney or your sheriff department or your local law enforcement. Ask for cyber crimes unit and do it quickly. Oftentimes they can stand in for your child and that pedophile will never know that it isn't your child and they can begin to find out who this is. That's important. These guys never have just one victim. So if you know someone who's being sextorted or violated, this is how you report. Simply use the hotline. You can do that anonymously. 1-888-373-7888. Or Internet Crimes Against Children is Homeland Security, 1-866-347-2423. This is another insider alert, and this is Opal Singleton. This is how you reach me. Give your kids a big hug. Let your spouse know you're proud of them. And I'll see you on the next insider alert.